Section 15 of Birds and All Nature, Volume 4, Number 2, August 1898. Recorded for LibriVox.org by Larry Wilson.
The Least Sandpiper.
This lively, social little sandpiper is common throughout America, nesting in the Arctic regions. It is migratory, arriving the last of March to the first of May, a few occasionally remaining till November. It has been found breeding as far south as Sable Island, Nova Scotia, but its usual breeding grounds are north from Labrador to Alaska to Greenland, wintering from California and the Gulf states southward. It is more restless and active than the larger sandpipers, but in habits it differs little, if any, from them. It runs nimbly about, often with the large waders feeding around and underneath them, apparently heedless of danger. While watching the birds, they will often pass close to the feet, but at the least motion the whole flock will spring into the air like a flash with a startled peep-peep, and in a compact form swiftly sweep about in an uncertain manner, canting from side to side, showing rapidly the white beneath the dark above, a wavy pretty sight, the white at times fairly glistening in the sunlight. When migrating or going any distance, their flight is steady and direct. Audubon, who observed the breeding habits of the birds in Labrador, says that at all periods, excepting those at which they have nests containing eggs, or young so small and feeble as to require all the care of their parents, the flight of the species resembles that of the common snipe. See Birds, Volume 4, page 7. But when started from the nest, or from any place in the immediate vicinity, it rises and moves off low over the ground, with deeply incurved wings and with a whirling motion thereof, which, if as rapid as those of a partridge, would appear quite similar. But on such occasions the lesser sandpiper moves slowly, and instead of uttering the note of independence, as it were, which it emits at other times, while freely and fearlessly traveling, it gives out sounds weakened by grief or anxiety, for the purpose of inducing the observers to follow it. If on the ground, it acts in a similar manner, moves off slowly and limping as if crippled, and this at times quite as much as if one had come upon it while on its nest, or surprised it with its young. The sandpiper's nest is placed on the ground in a slight depression, scantily lined with leaves and grasses. The eggs are three or four of ground color, cream buff to light drab, spotted and blotched irregularly with varying shades of brown, thickest about the larger end. The least sandpiper is always found associated with the semi-palmated sandpiper, which in the later summer throng our shores and form staple sport for the youthful and city tyros. Flocks of the birds are often composed of both species. When this is the case, the latter, even if largely in the minority, take the lead, as they are of somewhat larger size, stronger in flight, and have a louder note. When not in company with other species, none of our shore birds are more confiding and unsuspecting than these, says Davy, large flocks continuing their search for food almost under the feet of the observer. The black and white outlines which are often seen of this bird make it possible, perhaps, to recognize it, but the perfect likeness which we present will enable the observer to distinguish it at a glance from all others of the family, of which there are about a dozen well-known species. End of chapter 15.